The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to our show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon. Here on look over here. Okay, it's January 24th, 2021. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. That will be always self-evident as we stumble through today's program. Two hours. We can really develop something in 2 hours. I hope you'll participate. You can call in here to the Trump Phenomenon at 512-248-8252. If you've got something insightful to add. And the, did I tell my name? James Kelso? That's me. We've been on the show. We've been covering the Trump phenomenon for 5 years. I mean, from the beginning. And, today's show, we'll talk about in a very important way in which the Trump phenomenon lives. That'll be one of the themes of the show today. And I'm going to use as a vehicle to open that subject up the program, the brilliant program that Lou Dobbs did yesterday on Fox. That's where he does his show Saturdays, Lou Dobbs. And what a show, what a monumental show. So I'll get some little clips from that show, food for thought for you. And what Lou Dobbs is talking about, let me back up a little bit here, make sure I've got all my preliminaries. Yes, I do. All right. Here's what Lou Dobbs does. He analyzes, well, let's listen to him. Let's listen to Lou Dobbs himself. Let me bring that screen over here. I've got a whole bunch of screens around me here. Bring it over here. And let's fire up Lou Dobbs. And let me tell you, this is a great show, a tremendous show by Lou Dobbs. I mean, I can't sing his praises enough. He's gone to the top of my pantheon of people that are salvageable on Fox. I don't think anybody's done as well. Hannity hasn't done as well. Carlson hasn't done as well. Jeanine Pirro, she's right up there. But Lou Dobbs, wow, he nails it. Who's at the top of my pantheon now? I don't know. Maybe Dobbs and Pirro, but they're all doing great. But listen to this from Lou Dobbs yesterday. Let's see here. We'll go back a little bit. Here it is. Turn it up.
Good evening, everybody. I guess the question of the evening is, are we having fun yet? Republican leaders have made the irreversible mistake of lining up with the radical Dems to once again falsely impeach the President of the United States.
Now, there's the theme right there. Wasn't that brilliantly stated by Lou Dobbs? Very beautiful. What an opening. And boy, does he develop this theme. I just will tag along here. I can add a few insights. But Lou Dobbs really puts together a show here. So here he goes, continuing. And any of you out there that are Lou Dobbs fans that listen to his show, I don't even know how long his show is. Is it 2 hours? 3 hours? How long is his show? Because he has just a cavalcade of the greatest patriots on his show yesterday.
The Republicans dutifully buying into the left-wing narrative of the Democrats.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like.
That sentiment, if indeed it was that, was originally shared by House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy until yesterday, when he attempted to walk it all back.
Okay, so let's... I mean, did you... I hope you were listening to that commentary, that statement by China Mitch Mitchell. We got China Joe Biden, we got China Mitch Mitchell, himself very beholden, many millions of dollars given to his wife, Elaine Chao, by her father, James Chao. I mean, how corrupt can you get? Red China builds the super freighters, the cargo ships. They pay for the ships. They put cargo on the ships. They put crews on the ships. They deliver the cargo to the United States, where they dump it into America's big boxes and sell it. And many millions of dollars are handed over to China Mitch Mitchell, who does nothing except bank the money. Kind of sounds like Hunter Biden to me. But did you hear that statement from Mitch McConnell? Throwing Donald Trump under the bus, stabbing him in the back, utter betrayal by Mitch McConnell. Now, here's what's going to get beautiful. I mean, you're used to hearing Kelso. Kelso spouts off. He goes off. You know that I could say, you know, Mitch McConnell's got to be drummed out of the Senate. He needs to be deprived of his position as the now minority leader. It's one thing to hear Kelso say that. You're going to hear Lou Dobbs say it. And that makes my heart glad. It's a wonderful thing to hear somebody who gets it. Through the entire show, he gets it. And let me give you a little bit of a preview here, rather than keep you in stitches. In the course of this show, Lou Dobbs calls for the removal of Mitch McConnell. The removal, now get this, this will make you happy, the removal of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Oh, am I loving that? He identifies Kevin McCarthy as the backstabbing rhino that he is. He also calls for the removal of Liz Cheney, who is the, what is her position? I've got it written down here. She's the chairwoman of the, is it the Republican Conference? In any event, that's the number three position of power among Republicans in the House of Representatives. Lou Dobbs, a really big name in radio and TV, a titanic figure, calling for the jettisoning of McConnell. McCarthy and Cheney and others. But those three, I'll take that for starters. So let's go get some more of this golden Lou Dobbs.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally. But let's get and have all the facts before we accuse anybody of anything.
Let's get and have all the facts before we accuse anybody of anything. This weasel, this is McCarthy after he's getting a storm from patriots. Now, here's the good news, you patriots out there. We're sticking. Remember I said a couple weeks ago, stick with Trump? Well, not because I said it, but because patriots across America are such a great group. They're sticking. We're sticking with Trump. To hell with McConnell. To hell with McCarthy. To hell with Cheney. To hell with the rhinos. We're sticking together. We're sticking with our leader, Donald Trump. And boy, are these people in for a shock. These rhino Republicans. These Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse Republicans.
They weren't ready for this. But, and we'll develop it throughout. This is the theme of today's show. It gets better. Let me preview even further. Let me go further down the line here. Where am I taking this show? The president, in the last couple days, intimated he would like to see, and he even tossed out a name, a Patriot Party, a new political party started, a possible name, the Patriot Party. And that's his way of saying, yes, to hell with these people, to hell with these rhinos who've been stabbing me in the back for the entire 4 years of my presidency, the entire year of my campaigning before the presidency, and now they're stabbing me in the back. I'm not even in the presidency anymore. And Mitch McConnell, he wants to impeach me and convict me. This SOB, Mitch McConnell, this guy that looks like a snail or a jellyfish. What would you describe, Mitch? How would you describe what creature is most like Mitch McConnell's face? And look at this lying eyes of Kevin McCarthy as they dart around the room. And the same applies to Liz Cheney. These people are rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. And so the question, here's the question we'll ask in today's show. It's what Lou Dobbs asks, more profoundly than I can ask it. And some of the people he interviews on the subject, Matt Gaetz. Oh, is he good? We'll get to Matt Gaetz today. You'll hear clips from Matt Gaetz if I can manipulate my computers around me here adequately. We'll hear clips from Jim Jordan. But Matt Gaetz makes the point. What's the point? If the leaders, the leadership of the rhinos running the Republican Party are stabbing our hero, our leader, our inspiration in the back, why the hell would you stick with that party? Matt Gaetz asks that question. And here's how he formulates it. Unless we either kick those people out, the McConnells, McCarthys, and Cheneys, they either walk the plank, and we, the Patriot Republicans, direct the Republican Party henceforth, or we start a new party. That's it. That's the choice. It could go either way. Either approach works. It's a pragmatic question. It turns on what Matt Gaetz and what Lou Dobbs said. If you can kick the rhinos out, if you can dethrone them from their leadership and control of the Republican Party, then stick with the Republican Party. That would be the, you know, since America is a two-party system, retaining control of the Republican Party would be, make more pragmatic sense. But if you can't get their sorry asses off the top of the Republican Party, bingo, third party. And I think America would remain a two-party system, because if the 75 million of us who voted for Donald Trump, and we're staying united, all the polling, even by left-wing pollsters, indicates we are, like to a man and to a woman, we're sticking with Trump. We're all going to come over. Whatever the president does, we're going to stick with him. So it'll still be a two-party system if a Patriot Party is formed, because the Republican Party will simply die. McConnell and McCarthy and Cheney will be twisting in the wind. They won't have a party. They'll have a party with no members. So we'll still be a two-party system. America just is inherently that way. So, you know, future election would be the Demon Rats versus taking that name for as possibility, the Patriot Party. Okay, so let's go back here. And I'm going to stop interjecting so much so we can, I've got a bunch of clips here. Let's see how well I can maneuver them.
But let's all base it upon the facts and the knowledge that we need to know.
Let's all base it upon, that's just this puke McCarthy. What's wrong with you, you creep? You creep? Let's see the facts. Let's wait to see. You're going to wait to see? You're going to wait to see whether Donald Trump is guilty of treason, whether Donald Trump led an insurrection into the Capitol? You need to wait and see, you piece of garbage. You know he didn't do that. You're lying. You're a damn liar, Kevin McCarthy. We don't need you running the House Republicans into the ground. You're no better than Paul Ryan, your predecessor, who did the same thing.
And that is what we're going to attempt to do here this evening on this broadcast. And even with that weak effort of retracing his steps, McCarthy still supports Liz Cheney, his House Republican conference chair, despite her support of impeaching President Trump, despite the fact that more than half of the House Republicans want her removed from that leadership post.
Okay. Are you ready? Now, I think most of you probably know all of these facts, but some of you may not. Liz Cheney is the congresswoman from Wyoming. Low population states like Wyoming, my state, North Dakota, South Dakota, we only have one congressman. So Liz Cheney is the sole single congresswoman from Wyoming, which has two senators, but only one congressman. This, and Wyoming voted 70% for Donald Trump. Wyoming is Trump country, just as where I'm sitting right now, North Dakota. This is Trump country. People are still driving around town with Trump flags stuck in the bed of their pickup truck. Liz Cheney in the House was one of the 10 Rhino Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump for inciting, I love this, we'll get to it later, we'll play Chuck Schumer saying this. These words will live in eternity. Chuck Schumer, in his classic repulsive style, standing at the podium, looking down at his speech, he said that Donald Trump clearly incited the erection. Please, this is too good. You heard that right. Chuck Schumer accused Donald Trump. Well, oh, and if I can find the clip, I may not be able to find it. This is a long show, so it's tricky here doing my self-engineering to find the spots where. But Lou Dobbs, he's enjoying it as much as you are right now. And he says the Democrats in the House, with people like Liz Cheney joining their ranks, people like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy throwing Donald Trump under the bus, they can't contain their excitement, their arousal. Lou Dobbs is having fun with it. And he says, and then that's his intro. They can't contain their excitement. And then he plays Chuck Schumer saying that the president clearly incited the erection. Oh, and then there was a great comment. Somebody made a great comment that this is such a wonderful statement from Chuck Schumer that he should be memorialized with a bronze statue of Chuck Schumer in the Capitol. But with one caveat, this will be a statue of Chuck Schumer only from the waist up, just to be safe. Oh, all right. Let's go on here. There's more Lou Dobbs. I love this guy. You know, he's an old guy. I don't know exactly his age. I don't know. I'm going to look him up during one of our breaks. I'll look him up during this break. Stick with me. There'll be more good stuff after this break. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. Let me bring up my chat screen here so I can spot anybody who's calling in at that call-in number of 512. That's a Texas number, 248-8252. Nobody yet right now. So the here's where we're going to have fun here today. The it's a disorienting time right now. So I view a responsibility of mine, having the privilege of having this microphone and talking to you and taking up some of your time. Hopefully I can, kind of help us cut through the fog and the confusion that's deliberately being created by our enemies. Also, we have to look, we have the smoke and the flying debris here of this confrontation with our enemies. We need to spot our leaders, our commanders, find somebody who's making sense, somebody who's, can see up above the fray and see what's going on. Well, Lou Dobbs, I am so glad to see Lou Dobbs getting it. And the and I'm liking this. Well, here, let's listen some more to what he's doing here. Okay, let me find Lou Dobbs again here. Let's go. Okay, now I have to go to my notes. You have to bear with me on some of my notes here. I'm going to go to I've got three clips of Lou Dobbs. And so let's start one of them here. Let's see. Here's another one. Let's try this one. And let's go to, this is all in his show yesterday.
And it appears Trump loyalists within the Republican Party have had enough with Rhino leadership.
Oh, there you go. Isn't that a beauty? Have had enough with Rhino leadership. Let's see. Let me see which tape that is. Yes. Okay. Let me go just a little bit earlier. A little bit earlier.
As House Republican conference chair, despite her support of impeaching President Trump, despite the fact that more than half of the House Republicans want her removed from that leadership post. And it appears Trump loyalists within the Republican Party have had enough with Rhino leadership. Congressman Greg Stubbe stands firmly with the president.
Okay, he's going to interview Greg Stubbe, who's a new congressman. We'll, I'm going to skip that. But I like very much what you just heard Lou Dobbs say. Very senior guy. I looked him up during the break. He's 75 years old. He's 9 months older than Donald Trump. He was born in Texas 9 months before Donald Trump was born in Queens, New York. And he lives, Lou Dobbs has a 300-acre, I think it was 300-acre horse ranch in, is it Sussex County, New Jersey, up in that rural area of northern New Jersey. And I don't know how far away that is from Donald Trump's, what's the name of that golf course he has in New Jersey? But I hope it's close. I hope that Donald Trump and Lou Dobbs can get together at Donald Trump's golf course, that they're closely in proximity. Well, anyway, yeah. Now let me skip forward here. Let's see. Let us see here if there's something. Okay. I might be in a, let me see if I, let me find, I know I'm going to stumble around here. Okay, this is going to be good. Here we go. This is worth the price of admission here. Listen to this. Okay. Here it comes.
Of the Republican Party and the country. And with the support of establishment rhinos, the party just can't contain themselves, their excitement about the prospects of another pathetic effort at impeachment.
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
There it is. If you haven't heard it, oh, isn't that a treat? Let me play it for you again, because you got to hear that again. I know some of you have heard it 10 times, but for those that haven't, let's just go back a little bit. That's so choice. I can't wait for this Chuck Schumer statue from the waist up. And of course, remember, his protege is Anthony Weiner. Do you remember Anthony Weiner, the guy with the selfies of his exposed self? that was run out of Congress because it was so bad. He's a protege of Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer taught him all he knew. Anthony Weiner, who was the boyfriend of Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. Okay, here it is again. Okay, let me go back a little bit. When there's something fun, now, here we go.
Have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Okay. Control yourself, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to be there.
Hey!
I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sign?
Here we are, Trump Phenomenon, Sunday, January 24th, 2021. And let me just kind of fill in, since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse, how do I feel about things as that have occurred in this week? Well, Donald Trump is, as far as we know, back at Mar-a-Lago, his great home there in Palm Beach, Florida. Quite familiar with it, not from having been a guest there, but I used to live pretty much next door. And so I used to pass it on all sides on the Atlantic Beach side, where it has a beach on the Atlantic there, and then it has a beach on the, or you could say a dock on the Intracoastal Waterway on the other side of the Mar-a-Lago property. Those of you familiar with Palm Beach, it's just a little thin strip of an islet, off just off the coast of Florida there, which is that geography is so common there in Florida. Anyway, both on the Atlantic and the Gulf Coast. Anyway, so he's the president's at Mar-a-Lago. We haven't heard a lot from him. No surprise there. And of course, remember the demon rats. I mean, truly, folks, Lou Dobbs says it. This is not this is so bizarre what's going on. It's beyond George Orwell. Orwellian is an inadequate adjective. Dobbs says this is Kafkaesque. And we could, I'll add, this is the Twilight Zone. This is so the you have entered the Twilight Zone. The Donald Trump doesn't have a voice. When I say we haven't heard from him, his Twitter's canceled, his Facebook's canceled, everything's canceled, his YouTube's canceled. He is the victim right now of cancel culture. You're kidding. The First Amendment is gone in the United States. We do not have a First Amendment right now. We do not have freedom of speech. We are descending into a dictatorship. And in their excitement, which they can't contain, people like Chuck Schumer, accusing the president of inciting the erection, they're beside themselves. That picture kind of describes, I think, the way Chuck Schumer and the rest of his friends must feel at the prospect of finishing off Trump and finishing off all of us patriots. Now, it's delusional on their part. They're demented. But what they're counting on, here's the key. This is why Lou Dobbs said that they were beside themselves with excitement when the leadership of the Republican Party betrayed Donald Trump this last week, saying that Donald Trump had incited the erection. No, he didn't. And these damn liars know that. This is the most damned lie. Donald Trump didn't incite anything. He didn't encourage anything illegal. The speech he gave on January 6th to, we'll never know how many people because the media lies. Yahoo said there were 20,000 people there. There were way over 500,000. They were everywhere. Donald Trump gave a magnificent speech following magnificent orations by Eric and Don Jr. and others. And it was a wonderful speech, full of facts, full of humor, and I wouldn't even call it an angry speech. It was a brilliant speech. Nothing wrong with an angry speech. I'm angry right now. I think this is good radio. Nothing wrong with being angry when you're getting screwed. You're supposed to be happy. So it was a brilliant, brilliant speech. But now here's a problem that the demon rats are having, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and so on. Now I'm gonna get into a little detail here. The small number of people, remember all these facts, they're very key facts. There were over 500,000 people there on the mall, going all the way back to the Washington Monument and then all the way up into the Ellipse into the White House. The number of people who, and I'm going to choose my words carefully here, were ushered into the Capitol, were let into the Capitol, numbered probably about 200 people. 200 people. That they were being allowed into the Capitol. They were pushing, they were having their pushing match with the police, which was kind of like a patty cake fake pushing match. Not serious fighting of any kind. There was no fighting. This is like a biting and scratching and hair pulling kind of fight. This was fake fighting. They were let in while Donald Trump was still speaking. Here's what I'm trying to say here. It's like, you remember that video from 9/11 when there's one of the talking heads of the fake news media is on camera. And I think it was a woman, She's talking to her microphone. He says, we have reports that World Trade Center 7 has collapsed. Okay, this is a video. We have this video. And the video over her shoulder is the shot down to Lower Manhattan, where you can see behind her World Trade Center 7 standing. It hasn't collapsed. Now, how do you explain this, folks? This what I'm going to talk about here is when the enemy gets their timetable mixed up, when they mix up their signals, you know, they snap the ball too soon. Okay, they get caught off sides. The lady is saying, we have a report, World Trade Center 7 has collapsed. Now, we all know, everybody who's listening, you know, everyone here knows it was a controlled demolition. Everyone knows it was an inside job. Everybody knows that World Trade Center 7 is the 47-story and immense building that collapsed all by itself without being struck by anything, without any major damage of any kind, without any significant fire of any kind, and just decided to collapse entirely, totally, down to dust into its own footprint. Now, it did collapse after the news anchor said that we have a report that the thing has collapsed. But the question is this. They got their timetable wrong. She was supposed to say that half an hour later or after the building collapsed. Well, these people breaking into the Capitol, they were supposed to do that by, and who was running those 200 people that got into the Capitol? Who was running them? The FBI, I believe, or somebody in that group of people, which, by the way, Lou Dobbs in this broadcast that I'm featuring, he calls the FBI totally corrupt. Lou Dobbs says it. Forget Kelso. Who am I? Lou Dobbs says the FBI and its leadership are totally corrupt. That means a hell of a lot, folks. So how can Donald Trump be inciting the erection if they're already having their erection and the president is still speaking? And what he's saying is, in a little while, we'll walk down to the Capitol and have our peaceful protest. So everything's wrong for them. They're being exposed. Now, more details coming out. Lou Dobbs mentions it. He says, I have reports that Nancy Pelosi and China Mitch McConnell, were both informed of that there would be violence at the Capitol ahead of time. Some of these reports were occurring more than a day before January 6th. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell were in charge of the sergeants of arms in their respective chamber. Well, Mitch McConnell not in charge anymore. He's the minority leader. But Chuck Schumer, he was informed, and Nancy Pelosi. They're in charge of their respective sergeants at arms who are in command of the Washington, D.C. police force, the Capitol Police who enforce law in the confines of the Capitol, on the property of the Capitol. They're working under the sergeant at arms who works directly under Nancy Pelosi. This was an inside job, folks. Those 200 people, and you look at the crowd of people, they're freaks. These are the kind of people the FBI has no trouble manipulating. These are these little groups of people, nut jobs, whack jobs, crazy people. The FBI loves these people. They get people like this to blow things up, to shoot people, to commit crimes. The people that they manipulate don't even necessarily know they're being manipulated by the FBI. But this was an inside job. Now, let me illustrate what I'm saying. As far as I can see, the entry into the Capitol occurred in the three, four, or five doorways right where Joe Biden was sworn in, right there on the portico of the Capitol, the west side of the Capitol, facing the Washington Monument. If you've been there, you can visualize it. If you watch the inauguration, you know it. But it's just maybe three doors that these people came in. They're not big doors. Two doors. Okay, let's say these people came in three doors. None of them had weapons. None of them were shooting guns. Nobody was stabbing anybody. People just yelling, yelling, banging on doors, making noise. They walked through those doors. And then as far as their relationship with the police there, it was just pushing back and forth, pushing. Like a food fight at your junior high. Like the teacher's trying to control the crowd in a food fight. That's what it looked like. Now, I want you to imagine this, okay? How many people would it take you or me to have prevented those 200 people from walking through those three doors? And I'm just going to use three as what I think the number was about, something of that order. Let's just use that for our thought experiment here. You're in charge of the Capitol Police, unlike the guy who resigned the next day, named Sund, Stephen Sund. Why did he resign? What does he know? I'll bet you he knows something, and he wants to get out of Dodge. There was another guy who committed suicide. He may have wanted to get out of Dodge, too. There was only one person that was killed. That was the lady from Arizona. No, from San Diego, who was shot as she tried to crawl through a window once inside the building. That was the only gunfire, okay? The out of control, what I heard was a security member of Mike Pence's security force. That's just something I heard. Okay, but three doors. Now, you're the chief of police. You're Stephen Sund. And it's noon, and Stephen Sund says that people were pushing on my police force. He stated this at 12, a little after 12, people were pushing, making noises on my police force. Donald Trump is still talking at 1:11. Now, you're the police chief at the Capitol. How much force would it take you to control those three doors? I'll tell you how much it would take for me. If I'm the police chief, I want to make this case to show you it was an inside job. I could control, those shows here. I can name that song in three notes. Well, I can control those three doors with three cops. That's right. To control those three doors, to prevent anybody from going through any of those three doors, I need three good dog handling canine cops with three 140-pound German Shepherds. That's all I need. I'm standing in that door. I've got my canine officer standing in that door, and whatever a big German Shepherd weighs, I don't know, a big one, okay? Doesn't even have to be a big one, though. Who's going to advance on a snarling German Shepherd? It's just raring to take a bite out of your ass. Who's going to advance on that? I've got one canine officer in each of those three doors. Nobody goes through. Three cops. Now, the police chief in the Capitol has thousands at his command. He's been informed by the FBI days earlier that there is going to be violence. Why was there no preparation for violence? Why were there no barriers, no dogs, no tasers? Nobody using a club, a police baton. So I can control those three doors with three cops and three dogs. Now, if I need some backup, okay. If my three dogs don't do the job, how much backup? What do I need for my reserve force? I need three more cops. I need three cops, each of whom has a rack of tasers available. Just has a row of tasers ready to go, charged up and ready to go. Bing, shoot, bing, shoot, bing, shoot. I need one taser cop in each door behind the guy with the dog. So if anybody wants to advance on the dog and the dog is too busy biting the first jerk, crazy man, being operated by the FBI, being incited to erection by the FBI, if the first one, the first dog is too busy biting that guy, okay, my backup guy has a taser in each hand, boom, boom, two guys go down. They're not getting up. Now, who's going to come in? One guy's got a dog biting his ass. The other one, or maybe, how about better, biting his head. And then two guys just went down with tasers. So I don't care if they're being manipulated by the FBI. These crazy jerks among these, with probably the total number of people who actually were at the front are under 100 people. You only have to deter 100 people. The rest of the 100 just kind of followed in. Some of them are just dumb bunnies, too dumb to realize. You don't trespass in the Capitol. My God, how dumb can you get? We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaim.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big bad Donald John Trump, that is. And I don't need 6 foot six guy at each of those doors.
Big bad John.
I could have a 5 foot six canine policewoman with three good military trained German shepherds. And nobody's getting through those doors. Now, that's the, here's the point I'm making, folks. And it's so obvious. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Many times, this is what Dobbs is doing in his show. He's pointing out the obvious. He's pointing out the fact that the leadership of the Republican Party are traitors. They hate Donald Trump. McConnell hates Trump. McCarthy hates Trump. Cheney hates Trump. They want Trump to walk the plank. They want to be rid of him. They want to retake their totally corrupt Republican Party and make money the way Mitch McConnell's made millions as a leader of the Senate. Millions of dollars. He's a complete dirt bag. Now, what's so obvious here is that there's just piles of evidence that these people, you'll see, for example, there's one idiot sitting in, somebody sitting in the speaker's chair in this House chamber. I think somebody's in the Senate chamber. Total idiots. I'm not even going to say their names. One of them's Buffalo Horn Man. But they're sitting, and there are like three of them. Three of these so-called invaders are in the room, like the House chamber. And there are three cops in there with them. But what are the cops doing? The guy's going and he's walking up to the top of the podium and he's taking the Nancy Pelosi's seat. And he's putting his feet up on the desk and then picking up his cell phone so he can call his buddy. What the hell, folks? That's a setup. There's nobody resisting this guy. The cop is just standing there talking to him. This is the Senate and House chambers in the U.S. Capitol. We're only talking about 200 people. We're not talking. Folks, unplug yourself from the damn TV. This is not 500,000 people who stormed the Capitol. They overwhelmed the police. Oh, my God. Oh, Martha, look at the video. Oh, my God. Who could withstand 500,000 people crashing through the windows, breaking, violent, oh, vicious, oh, my God, the humanity. No, look at what it actually is. Look at the video. Watch it. You have five people maybe in one of those chambers. Later, a few more got in. And there are more cops than people. It's so-called invaders. What's going on here? You can watch videos all day of a single cop making a stop, a traffic stop, where he has to pull out his taser. Some drunk guy is going to wrestle him, and the cop pulls out his taser. And tasers the guy right in the, you know, right in the gut. And the guy goes down like a rock. And if that doesn't work, it tasers him again. And if that doesn't work, out comes the baton. Wham, wham, wham. If that doesn't work, out comes the service revolver. Bang, bang, bang. Now that's at a traffic stop. That's when a cop has merely a reasonable fear that he's about to be assaulted by a person. Justifiable self-defense. But now you have a small group of people entering the United States Capitol. You have a highly armed, basically a military force inside that building with all kinds of exotic weapons. They're able to withstand. They're trained to handle a world war. They're trained to handle an assault, a real assault on the Capitol by people with bazookas and rockets and machine guns. They don't holster a single pistol. They don't pull out a single taser, as far as I know. They don't use any effective self-defense device. Where are the dogs? This was a setup. They were invited into the Capitol. We'll be right back with more of this. And let me take your calls, too. Let me check my phone board here. We'll get some calls in after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.